darling.
Dino.
Yes, darling, I am here.
Hello?
Yes.
I don't know what to say to you. What? I get so excited, you know.
Yes, darling.
I am here. Yes. Hello?
Of course, it's a long time.
It yes. is a long time, huh?
Yes, that's right.
How long now?
It's about 3-4 months.
How many?
3-4 months.
I don't know, time is nothing to
yes,
me.
Yes, of course.
It is a long time for you.
Huh? Yes.
Well, you do not forget today, huh?
No.
Thank you for the roses.
I was very, very doubtful if I would get any roses in November, but I did manage.
Oh, but they get them.
Oh. Yes. They're very scarce now.
Of course, it is a difficult time. Huh?
Yes, very difficult.
The winter. Yes. Huh?
Yeah, in November.
Now, what about you? You are better now, huh? Well, I was with you in hospital.
Yes, in a sense I am. But I hope I haven't many years to live.
Well, I don't know. I don't know, it is very difficult. I don't know. It is not possible for me to tell you if there were indication of it.
Yes.
You know, if there was some reason that I could tell you. Mm. But I don't know. Mm. I suppose if one thinks about your age, then we know it cannot be all that long, but no. It may be some years, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, time is an illusion.
You know,
in regard to yourself,
you know,
considering you are remarkably fit.
Yeah. You know, one thing I have decided is to start about that book we have talked about.
Ah, you're going to do it?
Yes, so many years ago.
Oh, a long time ago you talk about yes. doing a book, but I didn't think you would ever get on to doing it.
But I got the help of a journalist man, Mr. Neville Randall.
And
he has already written a book on psychic subjects, so he's giving me a hand with it.
Well,
now,
I hope for your sake it will be all right, but it is a lot of work, huh?
It is a lot of work, and you see, the chief thing is that when you have prepared the book, there must be a publisher who is willing to publish it.
Well, if it is to be,
yes.
it will be.
Yes, exactly.
But I think it is possible, but
yes.
it has been so long you have been talking about it
yes.
that I thought you would never do it.
No, but the story has to be told.
But you have to do it.
Yes.
You have to write it all out.
Yes.
Huh?
Begone?
You're going to write it all out?
Oh, yes, it will be based on the talks we have had all through the years.
Oh. Well,
you see,
I hope it will be successful for you,
yes.
but I think it will take time.
Yes.
And you have not done anything for so long.
No.
If you left it a little late, no.
It will be like a permanent memorial to Annie.
And you have picture of me?
And to Leslie.
And you have picture of me and yourself?
Yes.
And also the stone.
I have brought Leslie 2 pictures, one of us together and one you alone.
Oh my goodness me. He will have an art gallery.
Oh, well.
Won't he? With all these pictures.
Yes.
I expect other people bring pictures too.
Yes, of course.
That means he will have many pictures to put up, huh?
Yes.
Well, well, I hope it was a good one.
Oh yes. They're both the ones you liked.
You and I together?
Yes, that's right.
Uh-huh. The roses are very beautiful.
You yes, I was quite thrilled.
Did you have difficulty to get them? Did you have difficulty to get them?
Yes, I was really going to be disappointed, and I thought, well, I'm an optimist to get roses in November.
And you go to the market?
Market, yes.
I was with you.
Well, yes.
In the market?
Yes.
You did not go to the shop?
No, no, no.
You
no,
went
no,
to
no.
the market?
Yes.
And you were lucky to
yes,
get
very
them?
Very lucky.
But they also had some others too?
Mm.
Different color?
Yes, sir.
But you prefer
like
the red
right.
ones? Hmm?
The red is the one that gives love.
I know. Mm. I know. But I saw others there too. different color.
Yes.
But I'm so happy for you that you are much better. Because,
oh, yes,
you know, I was very worried about you.
But,
and you were so unhappy in hospital.
Yes. You see,
and those other people there, they disturb you. Huh?
Yeah. Exactly.
But they were much worse than you.
Oh my goodness.
And
yes,
you were very fortunate, you know. You look around and you see how other people are.
Oh, it was quite an experience, I tell you.
It was not a bad experience, in
oh,
a way.
And especially young people who are suffering from this complaint and with cancer.
I know.
Associated.
You see how fortunate you are.
Yes, yes.
You have to realize
yes,
that. Huh? And now you're back to normal, almost.
Well, I still have the, you know, what you might call some after effects of it.
Ah, well, that is to be expected for
yes,
a while, huh?
Yes.
But soon it will be finished.
Well, I hope so.
And you are much better.
Yeah.
I think you are very wise to have it done.
Yeah.
And now I am so happy because you will be able to relax
yes,
quietly
yes,
and peacefully
yes,
in your house,
yes,
in the apartment. Huh?
Yes, sir.
I don't know, I get so excited when I come and talk with you.
But why, darling?
I don't know. I say to myself, when the time comes,
I mean,
I will talk about this and that.
Even,
you know,
even I am excited, but I don't show it.
But you were up very early this morning.
Yes,
And you were up after 6.
Yes, of course. I felt if I had to go to the market, I must be very early.
But my goodness me, I don't know. I have to smile for you.
Mm.
Have you? Huh?
Yes.
What should we talk about, huh?
Oh, tell me something about
the children, huh?
Yes.
They are with me here today.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we have what you call a little celebration, you know,
yes,
between us, huh?
Yes.
Because it is my anniversary. But you know, anniversary is here and not the same. Huh?
Yes.
For you it is important, and for me in a way, but
well,
anniversaries do not mean so much to
us. It has so many memories, you see. And you know, today, Gladys has invited me to...
Oh, you're going to see Mrs.
Yes,
Gladys, huh?
Yes. And
oh, she is a very kind person.
And she says to me that...
And she's going to do some photographs?
Yes, she's going to do some photographs, and she says, I have prepared a cake. And
she has made a cake?
Yes.
For you?
Yes, and for you. It is your birthday cake.
I see.
And she says, tell Annie and the children to blow the candles out.
Well... I don't know if it is possible to do it, but I will try.
So, I said, well, I will tell her that.
What have you done to your hair?
Hair?
Hair.
How do you mean?
I don't know. Perhaps it is the way I see it.
Uh-huh.
When you come here, you will have plenty of hair.
Yes. Well, I've had them cut recently.
That is what it is.
Yes, I have had them cut recently.
Ah, I thought, well, you are
yes,
different.
Yes,
know?
I've cut them.
Your hair is different.
Yes.
And they grow again
yes,
soon. Huh?
Yes, that's right.
I take an interest in you. You know, I look after you in my own way. I don't think you realize how very close I am to you
oh, yes,
at
I
times.
Do.
And the things that I do.
Yes, I do.
You know, I sometimes do things. You know, sometimes when you are in the apartment,
yes,
I am very close to you.
Yes, I know that.
I wish you could remember things
yes,
that happened during your sleep when you come here with me.
Yes. Even when I'm working and the certain pages that I want fall into my hands,
yes,
I smile.
What did you say?
I say, even when I'm working and I'm looking for a page, the very page falls into my hand out of the book.
I know.
And I smile and I know that you are by my side. And it happens again and again. And how you do it, I really don't know.
Well, I do.
Yes.
It is not difficult. We can see perhaps things that you don't see. And we know things that you don't know.
Yeah.
But you know,
you can't see the page.
But I can concentrate. I can do things by my mind.
Yes.
You know, that is something that people don't understand, you know, that we are in a position to do things by memory, by concentration, by telepathy.
Yes.
I can transmit my thoughts to you. But you receive a lot of my thoughts.
I feel that you use my fingers.
Sometimes.
Yes. Because how I can pick that page out of hundreds, and it's the right one.
What interests me is what is going to happen to everything when you come here.
Well, darling.
I mean, for instance, you have all those things of mine.
Yes.
What would, I suppose someone will have them.
Yes, well, I will bring...
Have you made no arrangements for everything?
I will bring replica of them.
No. I mean, when you come here, what have you arranged for everything?
Well, I haven't arranged anything, darling. Let things take
their course. Somebody has to have those things.
Yes.
Someone has to arrange
things. It will partly go in the family.
All right. I don't know.
Yes.
It's not important, perhaps, but I don't want you, when you come here, to be concerned about things, you know?
No.
Sometimes people do, you know.
Yes.
When they come here, they think back and they think, oh dear, I wish I had done this, I wish I had done that, you know?
You have told me that you have got replica of many things.
Oh, yes, of course, I'm not concerned about that.
It's just
I don't want you to be... I'm duly worried about anything when you come here, you know.
They are the things you really think of, otherwise there's so many things which you forget.
I must say, you keep the place very nice.
Huh?
The flat, the apartment,
yes.
The flat, you know.
Yes.
You keep it very well.
Well, it is, and it's very nice and warm.
You are very cozy.
Yes.
Is that the word, cozy?
Yes.
I learn even more and more of these English words.
Yes.
You know, I concentrate.
Yes.
You know, in the old days when you used to help me with my speech?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Huh?
You see, there is a particular atmosphere about the flat, which is very, very nice.
Well, I find it very easy to link with you there.
Yes.
It is me.
Yes.
You know, the flat is me for you.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
It is full of memories.
Yes.
Full of atmosphere to do with both of us and our happiness together. I get so excited when I come.
No, darling, don't be excited.
You know, I don't know. I think to myself when I come, I will say this and I will say that.
No.
And then when the time comes, I don't think clearly. I get too excited, I think. Does not seem possible that today is, what you say, anniversary.
Yes.
How many years is that now?
67.
Would I have been 67?
A pensioner.
Doesn't seem possible. I would have been an old lady now.
No, I don't think you've ever been old.
But I might have been old, I don't know. I might have been a very sick woman.
You know, some people never grow old.
No, but I don't think I would, but one cannot help but wonder what might have been, you know.
Yes.
But I do know one thing, at the end of the road, I am waiting.
Yes.
You know that, we shall be together. It will be like, continuing where we left off. Huh? There is no old age here, everything is young, everything is beautiful, and we will be very close. And the children, it will be wonderful. I look forward for it so much.
Well,
I look forward for it so much.
We are not so far apart, even now.
No, I know, but I would like for you to come here soon.
And
but I don't know. I don't think it is possible at the moment to know.
You know, in my sleep, I wander over many times.
I know, you come here often in your sleep, we are together.
Yes. And I know it.
You must have felt very depressed in hospital. I was very close to you and I tried to cheer you, but I think you were very depressed.
Well, sometimes when I'm not well.
But that was a very nice young person near you.
Hmm?
I felt very sorry for the young man.
Yes.
In the hospital.
Yes. I came across many young people.
Yes, but this one was near you in the hospital.
Yes.
And he'd been in and out for many years in the hospital, huh?
And I talked to them about you.
Yes, and what did they think, huh?
And there was...
You had my picture.
Yes.
You had my picture.
Yes.
And beside you.
And they thought I was a very remarkable person.
But you are a remarkable person. Otherwise I would not have married you.
No.
After all, you know, it was because you were you, huh?
Yes.
That I married, huh? But you know, I did not need much persuading.
No.
You know what I mean?
Especially when you told your mother that you were never going to marry anybody.
I know, it was a joke. I used to say, I'm never going to be married, you know. I am going to be single all my life. I want to be independent, you know.
Yes.
And then you come, huh?
Yes.
And then, well, it was different. I know what I think. I was not attracted so much to younger people.
No, but you know, when we met, I said that we had been together before.
I know, but I don't know. Yes, and I'm sure this is true. But
and it was true.
I didn't think at the time it was so.
And at the time, I didn't know myself about
our
previous incarnations.
You have this inner awareness of it, huh?
Yes.
But I don't know, I suppose in a way I did not understand it then, but now it is different. I know that we were together previously.
Yes.
We have been together more than once.
You know, Mr. Neville Randall is particularly impressed about our talks about our previous lives in Egypt and
But I told you once, I think, or more,
yes,
that we were together in Egypt.
Yes.
And we were...
And then in the Vatican, you were the daughter of the Pope, you know?
Ah, but that's...
Lucrezia.
That is a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, it's not so long.
No, perhaps it is not in a way, but there are some things which, well, are to do with one's past.
Yeah.
And one has to, of course, realize that one was... responsible sometimes for things which one has regrets, you know. One had to learn by experience.
All those previous lives were...
They were all important. But
yes, but an apprenticeship. You learn something.
I know, it is like going to school.
Yes.
And you learn different lessons and you gain experience and you go from one...
You see,
department to another.
You see, in this modern world, so many people are suffering in spite of...
The world in which you live today is terrible.
Yeah.
I would not want to be in your world today.
And it's getting
the
worse.
The atmosphere and everything, you know, is awful.
It's getting worse and worse.
It is terrible.
Yeah.
There is so much unhappiness and so much going on in different places, you know, that makes one very depressed.
Yeah.
But we must not think back on those things.
No.
I wanted to be happy today for you and for me.
Yeah.
I want just you to know
that
my love is, well, as it has always been, but even more if that is possible. You know, I'm never very far from you.
Mm-hmm.
I just love you for so many things. And the children, one day it will be wonderful when we are together, all of us, you know.
What has our sibling got to say about our book?
Ah, well, she is interested, of course, obviously, and she would like for you to do it.
Yes.
I suppose it will be, I don't know, I'm sure it will be done, even if you're not there to do it yourself. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
This gentleman, he has offered to write it.
Oh, yes, he is very interested now.
Well, I think it would be wonderful, but I don't know, it's a big undertaking, you know?
Yes.
And
yes.
But you have to... What about all the communication and the conversation?
Yes.
And the tape,
tapes. That's right.
You make for him a copy?
And he has invited me to come to his home one day before I go back.
When are you going?
I'm going to see him tomorrow and arrange a when it will be convenient. Because he doesn't live in London.
No.
He lives outside London, in a place called Reigate.
Well, I will come with you.
Okay, then.
Oh, I love for you to come and talk with me. I wish I could talk.
It's like old times.
When are you coming again?
I shall be coming on Thursday, darling.
Thursday?
That's 2 days from now. Not Tuesday, not Wednesday, on Thursday morning I'm coming.
And today you are going to see Gladys?
This afternoon, I'm going to see Gladys. And she told me to tell you this about the cake.
Tell her I thank her very much, and I'm very grateful to her, and that I will be with you.
Yes.
But I'm not so sure if I will be able to blow out the candles.
And she says,
I will be there.
I will also try and take some photos.
Photograph?
Yes.
Of you, the cake?
Because she has got some success with the photos.
And that will be interesting. Mm. But I know that she is very anxious to get pictures of me. And I will try to.
Yeah.
I will be with you today.
Yes.
This afternoon, huh?
Yes, that's right, darling.
And I will be with you when you go to see the man about the book.
Yes, yes.
And I will come on Thursday.
Yes.
The children and I, we will all come on Thursday. I have to go. But I give you all my love, darling. And a big kiss for you. And thank you for everything.
Oh, darling, I am so happy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless you, darling.
God bless you. And best of luck.
You know, she's a fabulous communicator. She really is. I don't know anyone who does better. She talks away and she gets very excited. And she's a character, ain't she? I mean, she really is a bundle. I have to laugh at her sometimes. She's very vivacious.
Yes, yes.
But you're a very lucky man, you are.
Well, it is love that...
Can I have one of them roses? Can I have one of them roses?
Yes.
Why not? Because your missus will take away the roses. But I like one.
Yes.
Perhaps she'll give it to me. Anyway, it's up to her. Bye bye.
Bye bye, darling.
Goodbye.
Bye bye. Yes.
And it's firm, huh?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know, I love you so much, and words are so stupid.
And how are our darling Sibylla and Peter?
They are wonderful.
Are they?
They love you very much. But you know, it is difficult to explain, perhaps, in a way. They have become so... I don't know how to put it.
Why?
Well, it is difficult to find words. Because, you see, where there has been no physical aspect of life, there is a big difference.
Yeah.
They are so completely spirit, you know.
Yeah.
They have not been in any way affected by material things.
No.
And the only contact that they make, you know, is when they come sometimes to see you with me.
Yeah.
And I suppose, in a way, it's very difficult to explain this to you.
Yeah.
Their contact with Earth is not quite the same.
No, actually, because they never lived here.
This is what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
For me, when I come and talk with you, or have the opportunity to come and talk with you, it is so different.
Yeah.
It is, in a way, easier for me.
Yes, exactly.
But for the children,
it is
more difficult.
Something,
you know?
Quite in the clouds.
Yes, it is something I can't explain to you.
No, I understand.
It is they are on a different level.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
But you're coming on Thursday?
I come on Thursday.
I will look forward for it very much.
Yes.
You know?
And I was wondering how Sibylla can talk now.
Yes, but you see, you asked me this question.
Mm-hmm.
Can she talk, you know?
Yes, yes.
But you see, over here, we don't talk.
No.
In the way in which one has been used to on Earth.
Yes, I know.
I mean, I have become able to convey my thoughts yes. into words,
yes.
because I was accustomed to speaking on your
yes,
side
yes.
of life.
Yes,
here, it is rather different for people,
yes.
especially the children.
Yes.
You see, they have never had
yeah.
to talk
yeah.
in the same sense, you know.
Yeah.
And they transmit their thoughts, and we are conscious and aware of what we are trying to convey one to another. We don't have to speak, you
no.
know. That is a little problem in a way
yes.
for them, more than for me. Because I have always been used to communicating and speaking.
Yes.
But they have never been used to speaking. They
yes.
have always been able to communicate mentally. And of course, this is rather different. Of course, I communicate with you mentally
oh,
all
yes.
the time.
Yes.
But the point is that when you come here,
yes.
I am able to transmit
and
my thoughts into sound.
Yes.
So you hear what I am
yes.
thinking. It is rather different.
Do you know, just before Mickey left, I told him that they had discovered a spirit called...
Oh, I know about it. I have known about it for a long time, and I am very interested in it. And who knows, maybe it will be possible to transmit in that way.
But would you like to talk through that?
I will talk anywhere you will
no,
be there.
No,
you know?
Without me being there.
Well, I will try.
Yes.
I will always
yes,
try.
Yes, because I can write to them and say that my wife will come through and record a message.
Well, you better say that I will try to come through.
Yes.
No good saying I will.
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh,
but
yes.
I will try to
yes.
communicate.
Because it is a very major breakthrough
I know.
For people who don't believe in this thing.
I know. But somehow to me, there will never be anything quite like this.
No.
To be able to come and talk with you in
yes.
this way is much more important.
Yes.
It is you and me together,
yes.
and I am here,
yes.
and you are there, and
yes.
I am able to speak to you.
You
this
know,
is what is important.
You know, yesterday I was with Neville Randall,